Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Improve Focus and Concentration from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about how you can start to powerfully focus your attention in situations where you want to be concentrating fully and performing at your peak. We live in an age of increasing distractions, where text messages, emails, phone calls, television and the internet call out for our attention throughout the day. And you've probably noticed that there are times in life when you're working, studying, or engaged in a particular hobby or interest, and your attention starts to wander, or you get distracted by a new message, and suddenly you realise that maybe 15 minutes or half an hour has gone by, and you haven't been getting on with what you're supposed to be doing. There's an abundance of evidence that in the past, people had much longer attention spans than the average person today. In Elizabethan England, for instance, people from all levels of society, from market traders to royalty, would gather together in the Globe Theatre in London to hear five-hour performances of plays such as Shakespeare's Hamlet. Plays packed with dense poetic imagery and long, complex monologues. In 19th century America, Abraham Lincoln famously debated with his political rival Stephen Douglas for up to 7 hours at a time, with one man speaking continuously for 3 hours, the other for 4 hours. And from reports at the time, the audiences were transfixed and listened attentively all day long. If you compare that quality of pure attentiveness to how it feels when you're sitting in front of the television channel hopping or in front of your computer surfing the internet in a mindless daze, you might stop to wonder if perhaps, even with all the undoubted benefits of modern technology, we're in danger of losing something very precious. Are we losing the ability to discipline, direct, and command our own minds to pay attention to one thing at a time, rather than be constantly pulled this way and that by every little distraction that pops up? Now, there are numerous simple, practical tips to help you focus and concentrate better. If you're working or studying, it's a good idea to turn off your phone, disconnect from the internet, perhaps play some music that's conducive to work, or put in earplugs, and hang a sign on the door that says loud and clear, "Do not disturb." This enables you to create a bubble of privacy for yourself, where it's just you and your work. If distractions come to mind, like a sudden thought that you need to buy milk or make a phone call, you can just jot it down on a to-do later list, and then immediately refocus on what you're doing. And I'm sure it goes without saying that if you're missing out on sleep, or if you're not eating well, or not exercising enough, then you're likely to find it much harder to properly focus and concentrate. So looking after your general well-being is very important, as is taking a short break every so often. Just like a long play will have a couple of intervals for the audience to get refreshments and resettle themselves. But this session isn't just about learning to minimise distractions. It's about hypnotically accessing that very same state of mind that those historical audiences were able to access when listening to those mammoth speeches and plays. Because people who lived a couple of hundred years ago were not physiologically or psychologically different from you and I in any meaningful way. You have within you the same ability that they had to pay close and full attention in a sustained way. In fact, you may already have had the experience of this kind of full and complete attentiveness in certain areas of your life, like when playing sports, or watching a brilliant, engaging movie, or having an intensely meaningful conversation with someone. This session is simply about magnifying that ability to fully attend to what's happening, so that you can switch it on like a laser beam of pure focus when you need it. So now, if you haven't yet closed those eyes, you can do that right now, as you prepare to relax very deeply. and you can begin by taking in a nice deep breath. Hold it for a moment, and then let the air out very slowly and smoothly. As you begin to let go into deeper and deeper comfort over the course of the next few minutes. Because that's what hypnosis is all about. Letting go of any conscious effort. No need to try to make this happen. Because all you need to know is that there's a reason why you're listening to these words. There's a reason you're taking this time out for yourself. Because you want to learn deeply and instinctively how to pay full attention, how to concentrate deeply with a beam of pure laser-like focus. And as you allow that body to relax a little more with each and every out-breath, you can notice how that happens all by itself. How those facial muscles soften. How those shoulders loosen. As you realize that when a world-class violinist, a leading actor, a champion sports player, is performing at their peak, fully in flow, there's a wonderful efficiency in how they use their bodies. Only using those muscles they specifically need to use right now, and letting all the rest relax, pouring all that energy into the powerfully calm, eagle-eyed focus that allows them to give their very best. And in the same way, the reality of learning to focus fully on the task at hand always begins with a slow, deep breath and a letting go of tension, a relaxation in the face, the shoulders, the arms, the legs, letting the back muscles soften as you sink down into your body and be present with what is right now. The sound of these words, the sensation of whatever you're resting on, the temperature of the air against that face, and your intention, your purpose inside, to learn to focus more fully, more deeply, an intention that can guide you on this journey into the depths of your instinctive brain, to awaken new capacities within you, to be fully present, to really focus, to perform at your peak as a human being. And there's a reason why chatting on your phone while driving is illegal in many countries around the world. Because human beings are not very good at multitasking. We can't do two things at once, as well as we can when we do them separately. One activity tends to muddy the other, like being at work and thinking about your home life tends to make you less efficient and focused at work. And then being at home and thinking of your work pressures means you're less able to be fully present with your family. And it doesn't have to be like that, because you can use this time right now to practice, to rehearse, to prepare at a very deep level, to command your own mind, to fully focus on the task at hand. That's it. And for a moment, I'd like you to notice a particular situation in your life where you'd like to be more focused. It could be a particular activity or a place, or a time when you meet with a particular person. And sometimes when you listen to these words, you might choose the same situation. Other times you might choose a new one. But for now, just pick one example of a situation where you aren't yet as focused and attentive as you'd like to be. And just get a sense of how it feels to be in that situation, trying to concentrate on what you're doing, but now and then getting distracted, maybe by external things, like messages and phone calls, or background sounds, or maybe getting distracted by thoughts, irrelevant thoughts about other things in your life, or unhelpful thoughts that pull your attention elsewhere. Just letting yourself be in that situation and noticing how it is. And then I'd like you to just drift right out of that situation, to drift a little distance away, so that you can watch that you over there who's getting distracted, and you can see that situation from the outside with a calm clarity, noticing the expression on the face of that past you as you see how cluttered that situation is over there. Cluttered with distractions, cluttered with irrelevant junk, obscuring the pure diamond of gleaming focus and attentiveness. Within the brain of that you over there, that wonderful gift that all we humans share, and not only us, for I remember noticing it in my cat when I was a boy, how I could see that cat mentally shift gears from jumping around and playing and getting distracted by a dangling piece of string to taking up watch by a little hole in the wall where she'd once seen a mouse, and suddenly becoming totally, absolutely focused. Eyes fixed, unblinking on that hole. Not tense or worried, just waiting. With complete absorption. Utter fascination for a sign of that mouse. And you could call her name, and she wouldn't hear you, because for that time, she was mouse hunting, and mouse hunting only. And the writer Aldous Huxley would go into such a deep state of focus and absorption when he was writing his novels that his wife would arrive home and find that he'd signed for a delivery from the postman sometime during the day, and he would have no conscious memory of doing it. And he would be genuinely astonished to see the package there by the door, because he'd spent the day completely immersed in the world of his new novel. And you can just get a sense now of what the reality of that is like. And how does it feel for you when you are completely absorbed? Perhaps in a movie or a book. Perhaps in a fascinating conversation or a thrilling physical activity that leaves you tingling with excitement. Because you don't see many people getting distracted on a roller coaster, or the moment they realize they've fallen in love with someone. And there are times in life when you're so fully present, so aware, immersed in your body, and in the here and now. And what's that like for you? How do you feel in your body and mind when you're tingling with absolute focus and absorption? When that diamond of awareness inside is brilliantly shining. And I'd like you to turn back towards that past you, who was in that situation where they were distracted, And I'd like you to rewind that memory to before that time began. That's it. Seeing a moment in time just before that situation began. And take a little time now to notice what that you over there, back then, needed to do to be more fully present. Perhaps to cut out distractions in their environment, or perhaps to take a slow, deep breath to calm both mind and body. But most importantly of all, to set an intention for themselves, to make a rock-solid decision that this activity, what they're about to do, is important. Whether it's studying, working, performing, having a conversation with a colleague or a loved one, that what's happening next is worth being present for. Because that's the real secret. To make it important. To prioritize this now, the way it's important to a cat to watch for signs of a mouse, the way it's important to a dancer to give themselves fully over to the music, mind and body. The way it's important for a messenger who's just been given vital news to carry, to go and deliver that message no matter what. How the rest of the world goes quiet, and irrelevant thoughts or distractions fade away into the distance, and there's just you, and your breathing, and your heartbeat, here, focused, like a bird of prey hovering high, waiting, present. A pure, gleaming diamond shining from within you as you merge into this past situation again and notice how it's different this time to have this quiet, calm clarity in this situation in your life. To be so fully present. That's it. And you can notice how this becomes more and more true of who you are as you make each activity important. Worthy of your attention, and build your focus like a muscle, training as if for a sports competition, getting stronger and better, and at first you might find you come in and out of this state a bit, but the more you train yourself to be like this performing at your peak, eagle-eyed and fully present. The more you can notice how it's becoming a core part of who you are, and have always been becoming now. And you can listen to this session often and strengthen this pure, laser-like focus and attentiveness each time that you do. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed, and prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling. That's it, by noticing the position of your body, sensation of whatever it is you're resting on there, maybe becoming more aware of any sounds around, and then whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this download every day for the first week, and after that, just as often as you like, until you notice you're becoming much better at focusing and concentrating where and when you want to. And we'd love to hear from you, either on the Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page or through the contact form on our site. There are associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find useful, such as Remember What You Read and Don't Get Sidetracked. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.